Chalk Chat Freestyle for Tuesday, August 27th, 2013. Dog days of podcasting. The Silicon Road continues. I am almost at the end. Well, at least caught up to where I am today. Mid to late 2005, this is where I got my first management position. I had been working for 18 years or so as a system administrator and software developer and architect and project manager and lots of different roles in IT. But there was always this support role that had to always come first. You got to keep the lights on. You got to close the tickets. You got to do a lot of other support roles. And I started thinking, is this what I want to do for the next 20 years? And there were very rewarding projects, like I mentioned, setting up those greenfield sites and the mergers and acquisitions, writing software applications that a lot of the organization used. A lot of fun. But then, you get stuck with, fixing a printer problem or trying to resolve some crappy Windows situation. That didn't spark my interest all that much. Great learning tools, great experience. But after close to 20 years of that, I felt like it was time to move on, do something else. And fortunately for me, my boss was let go. And there were four of us on the team at the time. And I asked the other guys, I said, look, there's four of us. Two have been here only about a year or two. So, in terms of seniority and skill level, they really didn't have it yet to be a manager. And the third person was Scott, whom I mentioned a number of times. He didn't want anything to do with management, so that left me. And I said, look, guys, we got three choices. Either one of us steps up, and it looks like by default I'm it, or they'll find somebody internally, or they'll find somebody externally. And we all know how we all work, because we've been doing this for a few years together, and seem to have a rhythm going and a communication. So if nobody objects, I'd like to throw my hat in the ring. They gave me a 6-month probationary period. And thanks to one of our podcast listeners, this is where that community comes in again. One of our podcast listeners recommended that I listen to a podcast that had started up just a little bit earlier called Manager Tools. And I found that very interesting. And went back and listened to all the early shows. They started in June of 2005. And this is about January when I got connected with them. So started listening, started participating on the forums, got involved, and just sucking up the knowledge. Because anytime I'm new to a role, first thing I want to do is find somebody who already knows that role and can mentor me and can teach, and I can just suck as much information. There's no way I'm going to recreate, all the information and knowledge that somebody else has gained, whether it's becoming a manager or something else. I want to find the subject matter experts, and I want to partner with them and share with them. Because often it's not just me, take. They gain something out of the experience as well. And can learn to be a better leader and a better mentor that way. So I got hooked on Manager Tools, and the team seemed to like it. We were already doing one-on-ones, so we had those in place. There was no friction adopting that. The feedback model was new. The coaching was a little more formalized and got into some delegation. Well, I got hooked up with Mark Horseman in 2006. About mid-2006, they put out a cast called Choosing a Mentor. And, listening to the criteria on there, I said, hey, why not? So Mark had a customer in the Milwaukee area, and he would come up and do some management consultation with this client. And I asked if we could meet for dinner, so we met for dinner. And I asked him to be my mentor, and this was a classic case of be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. And I got it, and it was like drinking from a fire hose. It was very educational. This mentorship lasted about a year, year and a half, towards latter 2007, and very grateful for the man, of what he taught me and what I learned from him. And again, this was another benefit of podcasting helping out in my career. Just one of the many ways that I can leverage that hobby and leverage the network to be of value. Just great things coming out of this. You know, you think about the book deal and helping be a manager, and you know, just goes on and on. Had a really good time. So my team was all the better for it. And then in about 2008, I was at the Manager Tools Effective Management Conference. What were they calling it back then? Communication Conference, where they practiced. It was like a 2-day thing about the Trinity, the one-on-ones, feedback, delegation, and coaching. And it was about that time that our CIO said, we're going to bring the help desk back in-house. And I said, yeah, I'd like to volunteer for that. You know, do a lateral transfer in our company. So I was going back to corporate IT. And many of the things I learned from Manager Tools really, really helped out in that transition, building a new team and getting them on board, interviewing them. I mean, it was just all a wonderful experience in doing that. I'm going to cut this one a little shorter than usual. There wasn't much to tell in the story about getting management position and how podcasting helped out. Next time is going to be probably one of the last ones. I don't know if there will be any more while I'm on the road. And this is good because this is coming up from the transition from my old company to my current company. And again, how all those relationships really, really paid off, and the things I learned and practiced for 4 or 5 years just came, bam, right into it and made the transition very seamless. So I'll talk to you more about that next time. Yes, my throat is still a little sore from the weekend, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And looking forward to DragonCon, starting to put the piles of stuff together. Till then, 101.